Philadelphia is a distressed school district with a high percentage of its students in poverty and in underperforming schools. Democratic mayoral nominee Jim Kenney wants to import a model called community schools to address both problems. But as WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, turning schools into community hubs takes a lot more than a good stump speech.
On a small plot of land wedged between South Philly High's parking lot and the sidewalk, Ariel Narva works with a 17-year-old named Khalil to turn over the soil in raised garden beds.
So we have escarole and cabbage and onions, collards, kale.
The garden has become a place for kids to congregate during and after school. Thanks to a partnership with the Philadelphia Horticultural Society, it will also give summer jobs to some of the students.
And this bed that Khalil's working on right now, he's sort of like prepping it because we're going to plant all of our tomatoes and hot and sweet peppers, eggplants, all that summery stuff.
Narva works for Sunrise, a nonprofit that runs after-school programs in two sites in the Philadelphia School District. It's one of many partners at South Philly High, which also offers a health center, mental health services, night classes, and more. Principal Otis Hackney says his school has to be different because its students are different.
I understand how this district works and the number of high schools that we have and school choice, what it means to parents, but it also how it concentrates different types of students.
He says there are magnet schools for the academically gifted and art schools for the creative ones. And then there are a lot of neighborhood schools like Southern.
But what it does is it concentrates students of high needs. So if I have a high concentration of students with high needs, I need to make sure I have high levels of support.
This is where advocates for community schools get excited. That term is a broad brush label for putting extra social and educational services for students and families in a school building. The thinking goes that if you can address poverty, adult literacy, and healthcare inside the school, the whole community will benefit. Politicians, including Jim Kenney, like to point to South Philly and Otis Hackney as a shining example.
We need to create community schools, and a perfect example of that kind of institution is South Philadelphia High School and Otis Hackney as the principal, who has taken basically what was a troubled and dangerous school and turned it into a model for educational reform in our city.
Not so fast, says Hackney, who consults for Kenney's education policy team. Changing from a school with a lot of partners to a community school takes more than waving a magic wand, he says.
For us to be truly called a community school, the city would have to recognize it, the district would have to recognize it. But if you ask most folks downtown, you know, whether it be at the district office or at City Hall, they wouldn't say South Philadelphia High School was a community school.
That's because the district has no formal plan for community schools. But the idea has been kicking around for a while. In the 1990s, then school superintendent David Hornbeck brought more services into public schools. More recently, City Council President Daryl Clark put out his own call for community schools, and local nonprofits have also championed the idea. Historically, though, there are two major stumbling blocks, money and coordination.
We would love it if the city of Philadelphia would want to partner with us in creating community schools.
Marge Neff is the chairwoman of the Philadelphia School Reform Commission. Proponents of the model say it's not expensive, but in fiscally distressed Philadelphia, where would you get the money?
Make no mistake about it, that is not going to replace That's not going to be in lieu of the money that the schools need.
Neff says grants and partnerships are some ways districts in New York and Ohio have paid for their community schools. But even if money were not an issue, these schools require cooperation between the school district, the city, the teachers' union, and community organizations, groups that can be at odds. Here's Karen Lynch, the district's chief of student services, responding to Daryl Clark's school-based family services proposal at a hearing last year.
We respectfully would encourage the city council to support the school district's current efforts to collaborate with organizations to provide school-based family services and not create a new entity to do the very same.
Now, if you're sitting here today telling me that you're already doing everything and thank you very much, City Council. We already got that. Then I need to see that reflected in some documents or some statistics, because what I'm saying is, for all due respect, just the opposite.
Politics and education policy can be difficult to separate in Philadelphia. But in the case of community schools, a lot of groups are at least superficially behind the idea. When it comes to bringing these groups together, Democratic mayoral nominee Jim Kenney says he's the guy for the job.
I want to be the point guard of this endeavor, calling the offense, calling the plays, making all the players look good and succeeding as a team.
If elected, he's proposed to convert 25 neighborhood public schools into community schools in the next 4 years. And he says he'll find $8 million to do it. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.